wildlife in your yard issues. Brown recluse spiders, termites, mud boppers, moles, and voles. They have residential and commercial programs. For more information, check them out online at stlbugs.com or give them a call at 343-7900. The first preseason college football poll released today in Alabama secured 61 of the 65 votes cast by other NCAA Division I coaches in the Amway Coaches Poll. Clemson received 3 first-place votes. They're number 2 in the poll. Ohio State, which placed head coach Urban Meyer on paid administrative leave yesterday as it investigates what he knew about a former assistant coach's domestic violence charges, are 3rd in the poll. Sports in this 5 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin Restaurant, located eastbound Manchester Road, just west of the I-270 overpass. Owners Harry and Stavro Karagiannis want to thank you for 24 years of continued support, reminding you that all steaks at Surf and Sirloin are dry-aged USDA prime cuts of beef, and they are cut in-house, including a 16-ounce boneless ribeye, a 22-ounce porterhouse, a 14-ounce New York strip, or a 6 or 9-ounce filet mignon. Check them out online at surfandsirloin.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNN Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. If you'd like to sponsor the news, weather, or sports during this broadcast, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net. If you'd like to have Frank Opinion speak for your business with a live endorsement, email him directly, frankopinion@yahoo.com.
Another long work week is history, and your only thoughts are on somebody taking care of you. Preparing the most fantastic meal imaginable, with service that only royalty would expect. The excitement of each server bringing out different dishes with smells that make you wish you ordered that, or the next one, or the next. Until that moment comes when your meal is served. That's the feeling you get at Spiro's in Chesterfield, where it's fun to wait for the meal to be prepared perfectly because you're going to enjoy world-class wine or any beverage that makes your day a little brighter. And the stress of the work week and its obligations are all left at the door. Spiro's in Chesterfield is that place, and whether it's the Grecian-style broiled rack of lamb, fresh fish, or the stuffed filet mignon, you'll feel like, for that moment in time, you're on the Mediterranean, waiting to yell Opa. Spiro's at 1054 North Woods Mill Road in Chesterfield.
Oh, hello there. I'm 70s heartthrob and multi-Emmy award-winning sportscaster Doug Vaughn. Has your life been feeling dull? Well, I'll just get straight to the point. Come into the sharpest place in town and live with a new edge. Scissors, knives, pruners, hedge clippers, lawnmower blades, whatever you need sharpened, the fine professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery can take care of it for you. 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
At Elysium Restoration and Design, they specialize in interior home renovations, including bathroom and kitchen remodeling, basements, additions, garages, and more. They offer start-to-finish solutions for every project while providing full design services with custom work to fit your needs. Elysium's lead carpenters have at least 10 years' experience, so you know the work is done the right way. And being a family-run business, they take the time to communicate every step of the way. Check out Elysium Restoration and Design at erdstl.com.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here for my friends at Schnucks. It was easy for me to team with Schnucks. I'm from St. Louis, and I'm loyal to our hometown teams. And so is Schnucks. They're a local company that supports other local companies, the farmers and families that nourish our lives and make our community great. Just like the Zimmerman family from Vandalia, Illinois, who grow the best cantaloupe in the Midwest. Schnucks is grown in St. Louis and loyal to local. That's why I'm loyal to Schnucks. Support local and shop at Schnucks.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with a service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partner.
You have been kicked in the testicles.
Is that Dr. Phil?
Well, good afternoon and welcome to this rainy August 2nd edition. At least it's raining at the corner of Manchester and Woodlawn. Let's put it that way. In Kirkwood, in beautiful Kirkwood, Missouri. Welcome to this edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care, where I've been a patient for 45 years. That's right, 45 years. Could have gone anywhere else. Never wanted to, don't want to, never will want to, and neither will you if you just make that first appointment. We'll talk about what they do. Of course, they're in the dental business and how well they do it. But first,
hey!
At the control board, and I believe he will be in charge of our taste testing that's coming up. He will be the moderator, the whatever. He's the guy who, if you lined us all up and said, just say one word, his voice would stand out as odd, different. Unusual. That's because he doesn't speak like we do. He lived for 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. Yes, he's almost royalty, but not really. He is Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to the audience.
Hello to the audience. If you'd like to listen to us wherever you are, go to your app downloading service and type in 590 The Fan. This new app doesn't suck like the old one did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Extended your...
Calling him like I see him.
You padded your part there a little bit. We're proud to have this guy in the studio again today because we never know from day to day. I mean, at no notice, not even a moment's notice, he just may decide to pack a bag and jump in the car and hit the road. He could go north. He could go south. Maybe he'll go out toward the west, or maybe he'll be... But today, he's in Kirkwood, right? And so are we. Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, and I heard that song came on my... I have an app on my phone. I listen to music, and that came on earlier today, and I thought of all of you.
Well, thank you. What beautiful. A beautiful sentiment. Thank you so much.
Hello.
Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
All right. I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason, and they will give you a complimentary portfolio review, a second look at your portfolio.
He did it without stumbling.
Yeah!
We got through the word portfolio.
Nice.
4 days in a row, he tripped on that word.
I know.
Not today.
Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Dragging himself into work today after a terrible reaction to some sort of medication, or at least that's his story, and he's sticking to it. Sounding a lot like if Lou Rawls and Barry White had a baby. That would sound, which would be impossible, but if they could, it would sound like this guy's voice today. He's our newsman.
And you say, well, you know, you get sick or you have a reaction like that, it's a good thing that once the news is over, you just go to bed. Oh, no, he can't do that because he has another job. That's right. His work clock doesn't stop when the news is over because his real job, his first job, is that of private investigator Tim Woodburn. Say hello to your sponsor.
You'll never find a PR like mine. The one who cares for you.
Not bad.
The way I do.
That's not bad.
Oh, nice.
Not bad.
Tim at GatewayPR.net.
Yeah, you keep that up, you'll be with the Sinbad 7, Dan's band.
Seventh Planet Band, yeah.
What is it? Okay. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high again.
And Rat Boy is all excited because he knows about the little taste test and that it involves nacho what, Rat Boy?
Cheese.
That's right, nacho cheese, any kind of cheese. And he's all in. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist in the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yes. Woo-hoo. As I said, we are brought to you. This is an advertiser, a sponsor, whatever you want to call it, that I have been able and proud to speak for 15, 16 years, I think, at least. It took them a while to come on board because I've been a patient for 45 years. So I was a patient long before they became part of the show. And they kept dancing around it. And my dentist, Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe, finally said, you know, you've been a patient for a long time. Maybe we should have you talk about us. And I went, I made this up. Duh. I actually am the one that started. I'm the one that started that. And that's when it started, was the day he said that to me. Maybe we should be on the show. Duh. And then everybody started saying duh. I started the whatever thing, too. Whatever. And then I got tired of it myself, even though I started it. This just in.
What?
I'm just glad that she listens. She listens because she's crazy about me. Judy the Cutie that we used to work for. She said, yeah. Sinbad 7 is my favorite wrong name for Dan's band. See? She was never clever like that until she worked with us. And then she got real clever and funny and witty. Ballast Dental Care is it's a dental office, all right, and I know that you now in your mind you have an image of that. You're in the chair and there's a suction thing hanging in your mouth, and then those sounds that they scare you, just the sound of them. That's because last time you heard them was probably a bad experience and made them painful, and maybe somebody there was rude and not real personable. They didn't have the right chair side manner. We'll just throw all that out because that's not going to happen anymore. They still have the and that stuff, but they have a different way of doing things, and they have a way of doing dentistry and practicing dentistry that will make you not only never afraid again, but will cause you to look forward to your next appointment. I know. That right there, they say, okay, well, that's where you jumped the shark, Frank. That's where you went too far. Look forward to a dental appointment. Why don't you try me on that? Why don't you just see if that's not true? You're only going to be able to do that if you make your first appointment. And you go there. And then when they set you up for the next one, I think you'll look forward to it. Because you will have found the dental clinic you did not think existed. And that's where I've chosen to go for 45 years. Ballast Dental Care at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com. Hold on.
Sorry.
That was awkward and terrible radio. Dan, why did you do that?
I was going to say, I used to be able to do a drill, a dentist drill, and that suction. I would like to try it for you now.
Okay. Feel better?
Yeah.
That was very good.
That was good. I hate to say that.
It's way better than Mike Evans' suction.
Okay.
All right, Dan. That was probably worth letting you interrupt it. Now try it again. Hit the music.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
On the road a lot. Off the road today. Here with us. Courtesy of Window World. I know that not everybody listening needs windows, but some of you do. If you do and you're AM and the PM, how could you sleep at night if you didn't give Window World a chance to to sell you the window that more people buy than any other for replacement windows, and that's Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. Give it up for Bill Clavlin, everybody. Come on. Yeah.
They're standing.
Standing ovation.
I turn my headphones down.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hi, Bill. How's it going? How you doing?
So, I have never taken you to this state before, at least not on this show, the great state of New Jersey.
Never Ooh. Been there.
I have never been to New Jersey either.
I have.
I have.
Yeah. Well, there, I'm giving you a reason to go to New Jersey.
Isn't it the butt of a lot of jokes?
Yes, it is the butt of a lot of jokes. Mm-hmm. So, I don't even know how I found this today, but I thought it was pretty cool. In New Jersey, there's a town called Flemington. And in Flemington, New Jersey, they have a place called Northlands. And Northlands is home of the Great American Railway Museum. And inside that museum, they have the Guinness Book World Record for the largest model train display in America.
Whoa!
Now, I know this is radio, so this might be worth Googling later to look at some actual pictures of this place, but I'm going to give you some statistics, and you're going to be blown away. So, there are 50,000 feet of train track. That is over 8 miles worth of train track.
This is some model train.
The largest loop is 1,150 feet. There are 400 different bridges, the longest one being 40 feet. In total, the blueprint for the building is 52,000 square feet. When you take all of the material that they use to make the building, so the lumber, drywall, whatever, it would equal 40 houses. Average size homes.
Now, are these different setups, or is this one massive model train display?
It is a handful of different displays. So there are 100 different trains within this place. Let's see. So mountains, there are 200,000 pounds worth of plaster to make up the mountains. Trees, 500,000 trees. 3,000 different buildings. And the walkway, which is, you know, what you will take throughout the museum to see all of the different displays, is nearly 1 mile long. So pretty cool. Check it out. It's in a town called Flemington, New Jersey. And the guy's name is Bruce Williams. Been a model train collector for many, many years. Had it in his home, down in the basement. That's where it kind of started.
And it outgrew his house, I guess.
Absolutely. And then he bought this land in New Jersey and decided to build a museum. So pretty neat. Check it out. I don't have anything up on my website, but I'll get some pictures up there if you want to check it out. BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm Bill Clevelin, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Very much.
You know, I know there are people listening who are model train people, because there are quite a few. That's a pretty big fraternity of those model train. I've never understood it. I was never interested in it.
I didn't say it wasn't cool.
I just never had any interest in it.
And there's one, and I forgot to mention this, there is one in Webster Groves, certainly not as big as what I just described, but they're really nice guys, and they are big-time model train enthusiasts. And it's in Webster Groves. It's right sort of parallel to Highway 44, right near, I think that's between Elm and Berry Road. Somewhere in there. It used to be a train station and a train depot, I guess. And it's really neat. They do a really nice job. And so check that out especially if you have kids or if you're just a model train enthusiast.
Here we go to somebody's house and like the whole basement was a model train.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.
I only knew one guy where when I went, he said, come upstairs, I want to show you something. I go down there. And I mean, like, the entire basement was this massive little ding, 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 the street crossing red lights and little men and little little dump truck. And it wasn't just the train. It was other mechanical stuff. And he had spent years putting this thing together.
This was a guy that I knew, and I worked with him at WMRY, and Limey would appreciate this because he was from England. His name was Les Aaron. Or is Les Aaron, and you walk down his basement, and there was just a little spot where you had to crawl under, and then you would come out throughout. He had little holes throughout the whole display. You could pop up in the middle of different areas, towns. And they were all towns in England, London, and he had this set up. Perfect, but the train set went his entire basement.
Thousands of hours in this stuff.
A lot.
Yes.
My stepdad, who's AIM and the PM, sets up a room in his house every year for Christmas, and each year it gets bigger and it gets more insane. This is how I know he's losing it. Remember how we talked in the 3 o'clock hour, how you knew you were losing it?
Yeah.
This is how I know he's losing it, because he sets up this town. It's not just train tracks. It's like a whole town with buildings. Like there's a library and a school, and there's a there's a record. And then he starts like making up fictitious people who are like living in this town. Oh, there's Mr. Jones. Yeah, he was at the library yesterday.
Oh boy,
Mr. Cleveland. That's where Mr. Cleveland does his grocery shop, and then he goes over here to the bar, and then he goes to church. And you know, there's where Mrs. Jones lives. Yeah, she cuts her grass. She's keeping her yard. And like every year.
No.
Yeah.
He's gone way past the
track. Sounds like he went to the land of make believe.
So all of us siblings, we all chime in, and we are like, oh, yeah, we see that. Oh, yeah, she's doing a lot better with her yard this year than last year. You know, we just
oh, my gosh.
She's doing better.
And if you don't act like, well, I mean, my screen went out. If you don't act like you're, blown away by the train thing, they're insulted.
They get offended.
Oh, they do.
You got to sell
it. I made that mistake.
Once. It actually is pretty cool, and I'm not really making it. It actually is pretty cool that he sets his whole town up, but he's got like a whole Fantasyland thing going. And my mom's jumped in on it, too, and that's, you know.
Well, the one guy's house that I went to that had the train. It was obvious he put a lot of like thousands, but after about 5 minutes, okay. I mean, I had okay. I see it now. What? Let's go upstairs and have something to drink and eat. It's just how long can you stand and look at it and marvel at it? Not that long
days,
for me.
Days.
I know some people can.
I am so sick. The Lionel train that I had when I was a kid that. We just kind of destroyed it as kids. We would play Army Men with it. We kept it up all year. We had it around the Christmas tree originally. Then we kept it up all year, and we'd stick our Army Men in there, the box cars and stuff, and just destroyed it. And you had those drops that go in, and it would smoke and everything.
What are you sick about? You said I'm so sick.
Yeah, I'm just that I'd let that go, and I don't have it any longer. It was
bad. You and a million other kids.
It was
kids
from the 1950s.
You know, hang on to everything. Oh. Get another one. You buy another one if you're that sick about it. Get yourself another one.
Well, no, I wanted that one.
Well, that one's gone, Dan.
Okay.
What to tell
it's
you.
Depressing.
Well,
yeah.
Bring the show down.
Yeah. This is the Playhouse,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
No, be a sorry.
No, I'm sad. God,
Larry Connors comes on in about 35 minutes. Here's a little of what Larry will talk about. The TSA says they may stop checking airline passengers and luggage at 150 airports in this country. Will this open the door for terrorists again? I don't know that I get that. I heard that this morning. I thought, what?
Wait.
After all this, now you're going to stop doing it? You're not going to check luggage anymore? And you're not going to...
So it's not going to be TSA of any kind? Or are
no,
they just going to scale it down?
Scale it down, I guess. I don't know. Do you consider the media the enemy of the people? This became a big topic at the White House briefing today. He'll talk about that. Some people would like to rename... the birthplace of Larry Connors. Larry was born in Austin, Texas.
I heard that.
And there are people that want to rename it because it's named after Stephen F. Austin. Another effort to wipe out...
The wrestler?
316.
Oh, hell yeah.
I thought you were going to say they wanted to rename it Larry Connors USA.
No.
Okay, Texas. I'm sorry.
Let me just have a moment to... get my timing back. You know, Dan rudely, the wrestler! Most people don't even know that Steve Austin is a wrestler. Most people listening don't even know that. You realize that. He was also that bionic guy, right? Wasn't that Steve Austin? The bionic yeah, $6 million.
Oh, my goodness, it was.
I didn't know his name was Stone Cold Stephen F. Austin.
Yeah.
So why don't you try this? Why don't, when I say, because the town is named after Stephen F. Austin, why don't you just blurt out, you mean the $6 million man?
Okay.
Okay, try that. No, because the town is named after Stephen F. Austin.
You mean the $6 million man?
Another effort to wipe out our nation's history. Now, I don't know who Stephen Austin was. I'm assuming maybe had a slave or something. So they don't want the town now to be called Austin, Texas. I know. Go figure. Dak Prescott, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, says the national anthem is not the right time to protest, and now he's being called an Uncle Tom and the N-word and worse. What is wrong with this country? And Larry wants to know if you've ever talked your way out of a speeding ticket because you came up with a really good story. He'll have the phone lines open so you can share your story. That tells me maybe Larry just got stopped recently. Or he's afraid he's about to be stopped. Larry Connors, USA, right after the 6 o'clock. Well, right after 6 o'clock. I mean, immediately after 6 o'clock. Yard sale this Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. Dan Strauss, Scott Sherman, your co-host. Special edition, though. It's the Dan Strauss birthday edition.
Oh, yeah. Birthday bash.
Of the yard sale. Which Dan's birthday is on Saturday. We should do our chip thing now, shouldn't
we? Yeah, we should.
The way this happened is Bill, I guess yesterday, said he went into Aldi and they had these Clancy's chips. And yes, he bought a bag. He says they are identical to Doritos nacho cheese.
I think they are.
So I'm going to be the judge. Limey just set in front of me two Styrofoam cups.
And like half the price.
Each one has chips in it. I'm going to tell you now by looking which is which.
Okay.
And I'll guarantee you I'm
go
right.
For it.
These you are the to
these
look.
Are no no looking at the chips.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So the ones on the left and no, the ones
are, these
on your
are
right.
Not, these are the nacho cheese. These are the actual Doritos nacho chips. These okay. are the fakes right here.
Okay. So
okay. I don't even have
right,
to taste
we've
them.
We've got the Clancy's.
Color. Color.
I can tell
and
by
on
looking.
The left
I can tell
we've got
by
the
looking.
Doritos.
Okay. Okay.
So if you can tell by
no,
looking
no, no.
at them.
On my right, this cup right here, these are the Doritos.
Okay, but if you can tell by looking at them, that's fine. But now close your eyes for 10 seconds. I'll pull a chip out of each cup, and you tell me which one's which.
Right. I don't want you to touch them because you're sick.
It's a very
how about
one.
Flip the cups around or do something?
No, no.
Move the cups
all right.
around.
Okay, now, well, he doesn't have any idea which one is in there. So, and if I move the chips, he's still going to be able to visualize
now,
which one is
now, he's got a
which.
Point, though. If
that's
I'm not
fine.
Looking.
So we'll just put them on a napkin in front of him.
Just here.
One on one.
Put here. Just put two of them right here.
You have some napkins?
Put two
yeah.
chips. One of each. Just do it. I'm not looking.
So Limey's
one
taking chips out of the
okay.
cup.
All right, now don't look at them.
I'm not going to look at them.
All right, they're there.
All right, they're there. They're
there. They're picking up the.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, there you go. There's one.
I got one.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
You can hear the crunching.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna say that's the Doritos. That's the, here's the other chip.
This is great radio.
Oh my goodness! You know what?
They are. They are very, very close.
Aren't
I'm gonna
they?
Say the first one was the Doritos chip.
Okay. You say the first one was the Doritos chip.
Yes.
Let's have a look.
Okay.
All right.
We've got them coated on the bottom of the cup.
Oh no! The first one is the Clancy's one.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. The first one is the Clancy's one. The other one is the Doritos.
Well, then you know what?
Wow.
Hats off to Clancy's chips because
wow.
they did it. Bill was right. They taste the same.
And you were wrong on your look test. I just realized how you picked up the right cup for you said by looking at the cup on the right,
right.
is the real Doritos.
And it wasn't? And,
no.
So even the look deceived.
You got the look wrong.
So Bill. No.
What?
Hey,
no.
Bill was right. They have nailed it.
Now that you've
tasted it. It was like half the price or something?
Yeah. Now that you've tasted it, Dan pointed out the texture is slightly different, but the taste is exactly the same.
No,
like
it,
the flavor
it's not
is exactly,
exactly it's
the same.
99% there. It's close. So there you go. Sometimes you can save money. And sometimes just because the real name is not on there doesn't mean it's not as good. This is a horrible story, and it is absolutely true. It was in the news this morning when I saw it. I thought, boy, if this guy has to just, for the rest of his life, be wondering why this happened to him. His name is Greg Montufel. Came home from working the third shift. On June 26th, so this is, what, 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, told his wife he'd been throwing up and that his legs hurt. Next day, his adult son hears him stirring early in the morning. Their adult son lives with them. Up, couldn't sleep. And then when he went to see what was wrong, his dad's speaking gibberish and he's having problems walking. So the son said, we got to take Dad to the hospital. They took him to a hospital near their home. Within minutes at the hospital, he starts getting these bruises and blemishes on his face, and then his chest, his legs, his stomach, and his back. His wife and the son, no, they've got to get him somewhere else. And even the hospital where they had taken him said, no, we have to transport him. So they sent him to a hospital 30 miles away for antibiotics and eventually surgery. They determined that whatever this was, in their words, a life-threatening sepsis infection, and they determined that his legs and hands were actually dying.
Oh.
They amputated his legs, both legs below the knees, and cut off both of his hands to save them.
Wow.
And now they're going to take a quarter of his nose off in the next surgery. And all of this comes from bacteria in dog saliva that can cause a very rare blood infection. I'm not going to try to pronounce this thing. It looks like Capnocytophagia canamorphosis.
I thought you just said I'm not going to try and pronounce this thing.
Well, I changed my mind. It's a bacterial pathogen that's found in healthy dogs and cats. Healthy dogs and cats. Check this out. Now, Dr. Doug would know this. There are over 700 different types of bacteria in a dog's mouth.
Wow.
And this is very rare, but people have contracted this particular bacteria either through bites or just a dog licking you, and they have died.
Wow.
This guy probably would have died, but now he has no legs and no hands. And the doctors suspect, and by the way, he was not bitten or scratched. So they suspect that he picked up the bacteria through a dog lick, and then he touched his mouth or his eye.
Oh, man.
He has already had 5 surgeries, more scheduled. His wife said, quote, "If I were not living this and somebody told me this story, I wouldn't even believe it. But I'm living it." Now, they have a dog, and they've had a dog for years. They now have a pit bull. It's an 8-year-old pit bull. They've had her since she was a puppy. And the doctors say it's not even clear if it was that dog's fault. It could have been.
Wow.
Oh, my. Can you imagine?
So how many, not that anybody's going to know the answer to this in this room, but how much bacteria do we have in our own mouths?
I don't know. We don't have 700 different kinds. I know. And then, is that true where they say, dog saliva is sterile, or it can...
Apparently
don't
not.
Worry if they, don't worry if they lick you in the face because they have something in their saliva that kills germs. Right. I don't think so.
I don't think so, because I don't want a dog licking me in the face after he's just been down licking his junk.
No, I agree. Or licking another dog's butt. It licks another dog's butt, and it comes over and licks you in the face. And I've seen that. I've seen kids, and they've just, two dogs have just done that, and then they say, well, don't worry about it, because their saliva kills bacteria.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think so. Or what about after a dog just ate his own poop, and then he comes over and licks you in the face?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh tells his players something very interesting about something they should not eat as athletes. He says, they should not eat chicken because, in his words, and this is what one of his former quarterbacks said Harbaugh told him, because he asked him, he says, "Coach, why can't we eat chicken?" And the coach says, quote, "Because it's a nervous bird." and Harbaugh believes that some types of sickness found its way into the human population when people started eating chicken instead of beef and pork. Now, I don't know where he gets
it's
this.
It's a nervous
bird. But
he says,
and he thinks he's 100% right.
Wow.
It's a nervous bird, and that's the reason people started getting sick, is because they ate nervous bird meat, chicken meat, instead of pork or beef.
Carl could ask for nervous bird.
"You got any nervous bird in there?" He sent me over to the nervous bird ranch.
Brookstone filed for bankruptcy 4 years ago. They filed again. They were sold. Now the new owners filed for, I think it's over for Brookstone, and I hate this. And I hated it when Sharper Image closed. I like Brookstone. There's only one left in the St. Louis area. It's West County Center.
And, cool store.
And here's the thing. Brookstone started, they opened their first store in 1973, but actually started in 65 when Pierre de Beaumont put an ad in Popular Mechanics magazine offering hard-to-find tools and other devices. For about 3 or 4 years in a row, about one day before Christmas Eve, I used to go buy every gift I needed to buy at Brookstone. I'd buy something fun, a gadget for everybody at Brookstone. And there was nobody that you had to buy a gift for that you couldn't find something at Brookstone. And I only went in there like at Christmas, but I enjoyed it.
I had a personal assistant for about 3 years, and for 2 years in a row, I had the ultimate Christmas fantasy come true. She ordered all my gifts for everybody I was buying for online. I had no idea what I was buying them. Then they arrived at my house, and then she unpacked them, and then she wrapped them, and then put them in my car. Whoa. So when you, I was just as surprised as the recipients were. But I didn't go in one store. I didn't wrap one present. I didn't do a thing. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You bet.
That's the spirit. That's the, way to that's do the spirit it. Right there.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I've customized this joke for Bill. Clever. This we'll make this about a.
It's a big nose joke.
And we're gonna make.
Oh.
No, it's not. You know what? Apologize to him.
Bill, I'm sorry I made fun of the size of your nose.
He might be telling the truth, though.
Constantly.
He didn't even mean it. I could tell in his voice he didn't mean it.
That was completely sincere. 100% sure sincere. Bill, I'm sorry about the size of your nose.
Here's the way I've customized it. This,
sorry about the size of his nose.
This couple decides to see America. They've just read Bill's book about 100 things to see in America before you die, and so they were inspired to get in the car and just see the country. So they're driving all over the United States, and they come to, and this is an actual town in Wisconsin. And as they get into the city limits, it says, welcome to, and here's the town. It's O-C-O-N-O-M-O-W-O-C, probably an Indian name. And the husband says, oh, look at this. We're in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. She says, I'm pretty sure it's Oconomowoc. He says, no, it's Oconomowoc. She says, no, it's. I think I've heard somebody mention this town. It's Oconomowoc. He says, no, it's Oconomowoc. So they argue back and forth about how to pronounce this town. And she's insistent that her pronunciation is right. He's insistent his is right. So they pull in for lunch, and the girl at the counter, the blonde, they walk up to her and say, look, can you settle an argument for us? We've never been here before. The name of this place, how is it pronounced? And just do it slowly. And the blonde says, okay, you're in McDonald's.
Time for a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Pepto-Bismol. Accident eastbound 270 between Lindbergh and 170. Earlier accident eastbound 70 at Lindbergh. Stop and go volume southbound 270, 70 all the way down 244. Earlier crash westbound 64 at Hampton has been cleared. And rain adding to an already heavy afternoon commute. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net. First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had beef tenderloin with a tangy Greek sauce sliced into juicy medallions that are so tender you could eat them with a butter knife? It's called the Pepperloin, and that's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester in 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Mentality. The Men's Health Clinic you have come to know and trust has FDA board-certified physicians providing you with treatments to increase your energy, mental sharpness, and even weight loss. Mentality is helping men become better dads and husbands. Mentality will work with your insurance and will find a way to help any guy feel better. Mentality is fast, easy, and will even deliver medication to your door. Find out how Mentality can help you get back to your old self. Go to lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, beef jerky. Hello, everyone. This is Ray I. Taste test. I'm here with Billy Smith, scenic guide, tour service, professional outdoorsman. Here you go, Billy. Try that.
This is good, man.
I got time to talk, man.
No, this is good. Very good.
Very good.
Mr. Jim Anderson, Shady Lane's Cabins and Motel. Jim, tell me what you think of this jerky.
That's excellent. First, it's tender, and you don't have to chew and gnaw on it all day long. Secondly, the spices are just right.
Brandon Butler, Executive Director of the Conservation Federation. Here we go. How's the taste test?
That's good.
Good?
That is really good. Oh, man, that's amazing. So I get to keep the bag, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Typical outdoor communicator. I get to keep the bag. You can order your own Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company beef jerky, DoveCreekWagyu.com. Wagyu's W-A-G-Y-U. That's DoveCreekWagyu.com. Best damn beef jerky.
That dry Dorito chip thing, and I didn't take a drink. And let's go down to Dallas, Texas. What do you say? That's where Mike Evans is. That's where he lives now. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other businesses. Oh, here it comes.
East of all the other businesses.
I got the Dorito hung up in there. East of all the other businesses in Chesterfield Valley. They're closed only on Monday, and gift cards are always a good idea. Like right now, you know, what do I get Dan Strauss, you're thinking? What can we get him for his birthday? Gift cards to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse, or both. He'd love that. Anybody would. And now from Dallas, Texas, here he is. Oh, I sound like Walter Cronkite. Oh, from Dallas, Texas. Mike Evans, everybody.
Just great.
Actually more entertaining than
well done, Dan.
Well, I'll just have another Dorito. Nacho cheese Dorito. Now, you know how irritating that is to people? Here's somebody chewing. They
hate it's
that.
Disgusting.
Oh, they hate it. That's why I did it.
Okay. So we just kind of hang out.
Any
okay,
moment.
Got him.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's try it again. Ladies and gentlemen, Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans.
What are you doing with your bad self? Homie.
Well,
you know what? We're having dinner at Tommy Bahama's. I don't know if you have one in St. Louis or not. You don't have one in St. Louis. Manager said, huh?
Do we have one?
Yeah. They have a retail store, but not a restaurant. But they're fabulous. Great, fabulous. Hey, our final pop quiz theme, stars who own their own production company today. Name the name of the star whose production company is called Overbrook Productions. Is it Denzel Washington, Jamie Foxx? Is it Seal or is it Will Smith? I'll give you the answer in a minute. I got some sad news for you today. Hospital officials at Cedars-Sinai leaked out, found needle punctures between Demi Lovato's toes, in her belly button, and arms, suggesting that it was more heroin use than previously believed.
Wow.
She remains hospitalized. They don't know when she'll be out. It is movie review day. Every day on Thursday, we do movie reviews. We start off with Christopher Robin, who is all grown up. He has a family, adult responsibility. But Christopher Robin, however...
And there's always a however in life.
Winnie the Pooh needs Christopher Robin's help. While Christopher helps Pooh, Pooh and the gang decide that Christopher needs Pooh's help as well. It's a great story. I love Winnie the Pooh. Take the kids. It's rated PG. 97 minutes. 4 stars for Walt Disney's Christopher Robin. It opens everywhere, including there in St. Louis
now,
tomorrow.
Christopher Robin was not part of my childhood. I don't remember it as part of my kids' childhood either. So.
I remember it as part of
really?
Mine.
Now, I don't know who that is. I know Winnie the Pooh is a bear or something, but that's about
Christopher Robin. Was his little human friend.
Yeah.
See, I don't know
he
that
was
story.
A little boy that took care of him. Yeah.
I don't know
next
that story.
Next is Kate McKinnon and Mila Kunis. They star in a movie called The Spy Who Dumped Me. What can I say? It's a dumb plot, bad acting, not funny. It could have been great, only so-so. You've been warned. Rated R, 116 minutes. Mila Kunis' new movie, The Spy Who Dumped Me, 2 stars out of 4 stars.
Too bad, because Kate McKinnon is really funny.
Oh, she's hot.
Yeah.
Next is a documentary, Death of a Nation. Check this out. In 1860, the Democrats hated the new... And as it turned out, the first Republican president ever, they hated him so much they resisted everything he did. They hated him so much, they started the war. They hated him so much, they killed him. That, of course, was Abraham Lincoln. This movie, this documentary, suggests it's happening all over again with Donald Trump. Rated R, 88 minutes long, The Death of a Nation. It is fabulous. 4 stars. Finally, one of the worst movies I've ever seen, Darkest Minds. It's about kids who somehow get these mutant evil powers, and they're so hated, they escape, and their parents want to kill them. I want to kill the kids, the parents, and everybody that made this movie.
I've never even heard of this movie.
No.
Darkest Hour, rated PG-13, 105 minutes. 0 stars.
Now, hold on.
Darkest Minds.
Darkest Hour is the Winston Churchill movie.
Yeah.
Darkest Minds.
No, yeah. Different movie.
Okay. You just said
Mission
Darkest
Impossible
Hour.
Fallout is still out. I gave it 4 stars. I love it. And that movie I've talked about for several weeks, Eighth Grade, is on more screens than before. It's tripled in screens. Eighth Grade, great movie. It gets 4 stars as well. And a quick movie nugget. Carrie Fisher will be in the Star Wars Episode 9. There's over 3 hours of Carrie Fisher in the can that's never been used. So don't be surprised if we see Carrie Fisher over and over again.
Who wants to see her in the can? That's not something I want.
He said in the can.
3 hours of her in the can. See what I did?
Yeah. I like to see.
Yeah. Hey, before you get to and finally, how many people do you have there with you at dinner?
4 of us.
Okay. And what are you having?
My friend Ed Sohoff, who we spent the summer of 85 completely stoned out of our minds together in Redondo Beach, California. and we're reminiscing about old stories back in the day. And Cheryl and Ed's wife. The four of us are here in Dallas at Tommy Bahama's.
Well, does Ed live in Dallas?
Ed lives in Denver. But his son lives in Dallas. They drove down to see his son and his grandkids.
Yeah, what a great reunion of two old stoners.
Oh, it is. it really is. Are you making fun of me?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Oh.
And finally.
Okay, here we go. We'll get our Tommy Bahama one of these days, our restaurant.
So, Overbrook Productions is the name of the company. Who owns it? Denzel Washington, Jamie Foxx, Seal, or Will Smith?
I'm going to go with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, Will Smith.
Seal.
This is a tough one. I'll go Denzel.
The answer is Will Smith. Have a great day, Mike. Kevin. See ya.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody pick Will Smith?
I did. I got that. Oh, no.
He likes
there you
to
go, buddy.
Your guess.
You know what he likes to do? He likes to do these in front of people. Like he's out at dinner. Excuse me, I have to go on the air.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, he's done this before where he could have stepped out. You know, but he wants to do it there. So people around him at other tables go, what's that guy doing? Sounds like he's on the radio. And then he can do the, yeah, I'm Mike Evans. I'm probably on in your town if you're visiting and not from here. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. Closed only on Mondays. East of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. We only have a couple of minutes here. I have not heard anything about some news that we were given in the spring, and that was that they were going to do a reality show about Party Cove at Lake of the Ozarks. It was shot and produced by the people that did Jersey Shore and some other reality stuff. I don't know how much you guys know about Party Cove.
I know a fair bit. I've heard like mostly just kind of urban legends. That's where you go to get like you know wasted and find a girl.
That's not an urban legend.
Like that.
It's a bunch of drunk people with their boats all tied up together. And Party Cove has been around for decades, and I haven't heard. I know that earlier in the year they were taking online applications. You go online and apply to be in it, but if it's truly a reality show, what the heck? I guess to work on the crew? I don't know. But I haven't heard anything else about it. So maybe they went down there and got a bunch of footage and realized they didn't have anything they could use. That happens sometimes. I mean, they go and shoot the whole thing and they get back to edit and they go, there's not a show here. And maybe there's not. Because how much can you watch of scandally clear? Okay, a lot. a lot. I just realized I could watch a lot of hours.
All night long.
Of women in skimpy little bikinis, big busted women, drunk on boats, standing, dancing, gyrating, taking their tops off, and that kind of thing. And I also don't know where they were going to air it. And maybe, since it was just shot this year, maybe it'll be on this fall or next spring or something after they have time to put it all together. But there still is a Party Cove, and my understanding is that this year they eliminated the idle speed only thing. So for a while you had to, for like a half hour, you just idled the Party Cove because there was so much traffic and so much water churned up. So we'll check it out and see what we can find out. Thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate it. And don't forget about the yard sale Saturday morning, the Dan Strauss birthday edition, 7 to 9 o'clock. And you know what I'm about to ask you to do. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.